This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, February 25th, God's word for you today is by law. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 16, verse 11, and it says, "If you can't even handle a small thing like money, who is going to entrust you with spiritual riches that really matter?" Over the next few days, we will be looking at gaining financial traction. Luke chapter 16, verse 11 says, "So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches?" If you have not been trustworthy, if you have not had financial traction, you cannot have eternal traction. And this is huge because how we handle our finances directly impacts our eternity. This is one aspect that sometimes we do not pay attention to. So, how do I get financial traction? How do I get a grip, move forward, and get control of my finances? Some people live their entire lives under financial tension. They live from day to day under financial tension. That is not God's will for you. I pray that God will deliver everyone that is living under consistent, incessant financial tension in the mighty name of Jesus. Interestingly, if you look closely into the lives of people who do not have financial traction, you will see that they ignore God's principle and God's law about finances. If you ignore God's law about finances, you are going to get stuck in a rut and you need traction to get out. Or you are going to be swaying and lacking control. You are up today, down tomorrow, and your finances are all over the place. The God of the heavens and the earth will empower you to get and sustain financial traction in the mighty name of Jesus. The God that we serve, the God of all creation, is a God of laws. God is a God of principles. We mostly don't want to have anything to do with laws, but God is a God of laws. In the new covenant, we are under grace, right? But there is what is called the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus that sets us free from the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 8 verse 2, please read. If you do not understand the law of the spirit of life, you will struggle with the law of sin and death. But it is still the law, still an operational system, still a principle. God is a God of laws. The universe operates on laws, and these laws are unchangeable and constant. God puts systems in place. For example, the law of gravity. If you throw something up, it comes down. Now, imagine the law of gravity does not work on Mondays. I know many people will be excited because they will just float around all day and not go to work. But are we not glad that the law of gravity works every single day, at least on Earth? The truth is that you cannot live if there aren't some truths that you can count on all the time. You cannot live if you cannot count on the facts that God will break the day or that the day will come. God is a God of laws and principles. Let us pray. Father, I embrace your laws and principles. Help me to engage and operate them and have financial traction in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.